USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says he's received a tremendous response for revoking John Brennan's security clearance. Brennan, the former CIA director, Secretary of Defense James Mattis weighs in.
I have taken security clearances away from people in my previous time in uniform.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter celebrating her 91st birthday today. In other news, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old.
I hope that when next time one is dealing with a broader threat to the international community, one will wait and seek the approval of the Security Council.
Back in 2001, he receives the Nobel Peace Prize.
Peace must be sought above all because it is the condition for every member of the human family to live a life of dignity and security.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Plans for Aretha Franklin's funeral announced. It will be held August 31st in Detroit, Michigan for family and friends only, but there will be a public viewing for 2 days on the 28th and 29th at the Museum of African American History in Detroit. Franklin passing away from pancreatic cancer, she was 76 years old. In other news, a young woman charged with reckless endangerment after pushing her friend off a bridge. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Smith says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was very, "You're fine. I know you didn't mean to hurt me." And then now she just doesn't answer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The health department approving a new affordable generic version of the EpiPen. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The Food and Drug Administration issuing its approval on Thursday of the new version from Teva Pharmaceuticals. It's the first that will be interchangeable with the original pen-like injector sold by Mylan. EpiPen injections are stocked by schools and parents nationwide to treat children with severe allergies. They are used in emergencies to stop potentially fatal allergic reactions to insect bites and stings and foods like nuts and eggs. EpiPen maker Mylan has dominated the billion-dollar market for the shots for two decades. Several other companies do sell competing shots containing the same drug, epinephrine, but they aren't heavily marketed or very often prescribed by doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two senators doing what they can to hold IRS employees accountable. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina introduced two new bills to try to hold IRS employees accountable for bad behavior. Senator Enzi joined Fox Business to talk about why this bill is even needed.
We had people who were rehired after misconduct or poor performance so bad that their folder was marked, "Do not rehire." We're not holding them accountable like I expect my kids or my grandkids to be held accountable. And so Senator Burr and I...